Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you ever gotten like a weird feeling when you look at some kind of masterpiece, like something famous that everybody's supposed to like?
I mean, I guess I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean though?
Like something isn't quite right, like a shadow or something. But you can't really put your finger on it.
Oh, okay. I think I get you. Yeah, like it's almost creepy or something.
Yeah, creepy. That's a good word for it. And that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be a little creepy. A deep dive into Leonardo da Vinci's The Virgin and Child.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about Da Vinci today.
Yeah. And this painting, it's a masterpiece, but there's a lot of weird stuff surrounding it.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, before he painted it.
Yeah.
Like right before. He just disappeared for almost 3 weeks. Nobody knows where he went or what he did.
Wow. Yeah. That is weird.
And then he comes back and he's totally different. Like, a changed man, and he never talked about what happened. And then on top of that, people are starting to think there was like a hidden message in the painting itself. A hidden message.
Yeah, and they think it might be connected to whatever happened to him during those 3 weeks.
Okay, so this is going to be a deep dive into all that.
Yep, so we're going to be looking at all the unsettling stuff, the stuff that just makes you feel uneasy.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to get a little creeped out already.
Me too, but it's so fascinating writing. You just got to know more. And it really makes you think, like, what if a masterpiece, something that we all admire, what if it was actually inspired by something dark?
Something dark.
Yeah, something disturbing. Something that maybe we weren't meant to know about.
Yeah, that is a creepy thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we start?
Let's start with Da Vinci himself. I mean, this is like the Renaissance we're talking about. He was a genius.
Yeah.
An artist. An inventor.
Right.
But then there's this huge blank spot in his life. For 20 days, just gone, poof, vanished.
Yeah, no records, no explanation, nothing. It's weird.
And when he came back, oh man, it's like he'd seen a ghost.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, well, the sources that we have, they describe him as like being ravaged. His clothes were all torn up. He was dirty and pale. And his eyes, like they looked haunted.
Haunted, wow.
But the creepiest thing is the silence. I mean, his family was obviously freaking out, right? They wanted to know what happened.
Yeah, of course.
But he just wouldn't talk about it. Not a word. Like it was some big secret he had to keep.
That is creepy. It's like whatever happened to him scared him into silence. Like he was afraid of something.
And it's not like his family just forgot about it. It's like they purposely tried to bury it. Like it was too disturbing to even think about.
Yeah, that makes it even worse. Like they knew something was wrong, but they just couldn't deal with it.
And then he starts painting The Virgin and Child.
Oh, right after he comes back.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And we don't know why. I mean, why this particular subject after everything he went through.
Yeah. What's the connection? What was he thinking? It doesn't really make sense.
Unless it's connected to whatever happened during those missing 20 days.
Do you think so?
Well, our sources, they say there's something strange about the painting. The details are super complex, like way more than usual. Almost like like a code or something.
A code. You mean a hidden message, like you were saying before.
Yeah. And some people think this message, it might be a result of whatever he experienced during those lost weeks. Like it was imprinted on him somehow. And then it came out in his art.
That's a really interesting theory. But how could that even be possible?
I don't know. But think about it. This sudden disappearance, this drastic change in his personality, the fact that he wouldn't talk about what happened, and now this hidden message in his painting, it's just too many coincidences.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And there's this theory that maybe, just maybe, he encountered something during those 20 days, something that wasn't human.
Something not human. Okay, now we're getting into some creepy territory.
No, right? But it kind of makes sense. I mean, think about his silence, his fear, the sudden shift in his artwork. It's like something changed him fundamentally.
You know, like it messed with his head, like he saw something he shouldn't have seen.
And maybe, just maybe, that something, that otherworldly thing, maybe it left its mark on him. Maybe it influenced him. Maybe it's even in the painting itself.
In the painting? You mean like a curse or something?
Not necessarily a curse, But maybe some kind of energy, some kind of presence, something we can't even comprehend.
I mean, that's getting pretty out there. But I got to admit, it's a fascinating idea.
It is. It's like our sources are pointing us towards this possibility that Da Vinci's genius, his art, it wasn't just him. It was something else, something bigger, something scarier.
It's almost like he became a conduit for something. Something beyond our understanding.
Yeah. And maybe that something is still there in the painting, waiting.
Waiting for what?
I don't know. But that's the thing about these mysteries. They don't always have answers, sometimes. They just leave you with more questions and a feeling of unease, like you're being watched, like something is out there, just beyond our perception.
Yeah, it's like looking into the abyss and the abyss is looking back at you.
Exactly. And that's the unsettling truth about this deep dive. It's not about finding answers. It's about confronting the unknown and realizing that sometimes the most beautiful things, the masterpieces, they can also be the most terrifying.
So what do we do with that? I mean, how do we even process this?
I don't know. Maybe that's the point. Maybe we're not supposed to process it. Maybe we're just supposed to sit with it and let it haunt us.
Let it haunt us. That's a pretty bleak outlook.
Maybe. But maybe that's the price of knowledge sometimes. The truth is unsettling.
I guess you're right. It's like that saying, ignorance is bliss. But then again, maybe knowing the truth, even if it's scary, is better than living in a lie.
Yeah, and maybe that's the challenge for us, to look at these masterpieces, to appreciate their beauty, but also to be aware of the shadows, the mysteries, the things that we may never fully understand.
What are you saying? We should all be suspicious of great art now.
No, not suspicious, just aware. Open to the possibility that there's more to it than meets the eye, that maybe there are forces at work that we can't even begin to comprehend.
Hmm. That's a lot to think about.
It is. And maybe that's what Da Vinci wanted. Maybe he wanted us to question, to wonder, to feel that prickle of unease. Because that's what makes us human. That's what keeps us searching.
Searching for what?
For the truth. Well, even if it's hidden. Even if it's terrifying. And maybe, just maybe, that's what the Virgin and Child is all about. A testament to the power of art. To make us feel. To make us think. And to make us question everything we thought we knew.
I don't know about all that. But I definitely feel like I need a drink after this.
Yeah, me too. But hey, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means we've done our job, we've gotten under your skin, made you think about the world in a new way. And isn't that what a good deep dive is supposed to do?
I guess so. But like I said, I still need a drink.
Well, to all of you out there listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, next time you're looking at a masterpiece, take a closer look. You never know what you might find.
Or what might find you.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Sweet dreams.
Yeah. No promises on the sweet dreams, though.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good night.